Haley Schoen, first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm really excited today. We have a wonderful Christian author and Gracie Lynn, and she's going to tell us about her works today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Gracie, thanks for stopping by again. Yeah. We're going to go delve into the devotional and talk about words of wisdom and how the second book of the devotional is coming out in a couple of weeks, but just talk about the first book and people could pre-order the second book very soon. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Well, the first book is basically starts about talking about how I was about 10 years ago. I was kind of messed up, and I'm 60 years old right now. At 50 years old, I decided to take like an analysis of my life, and I realized a lot of my things were going well, but the one thing that was not going well was my pursuit of love. And so I asked God, what was the big deal about premarital sex? Because I didn't feel like it was that big of a deal. And then God told me his story of how he was looking for intimacy within the structure of a marriage, and how the way I was living was basically breaking his heart. And so, I mean, his story, I write about the story that he told me in my book. And I write about how I asked him to change me. And in an instant, I was changed. And this is something I'd struggle with all my life, because I've been a Christian all my life, but I'm also a very passionate person. I love intimacy. I love, you know, all the physicalness of being in a relationship. I love that. So this was a very big change for me to go from somebody who loved that kind of life to say, okay, I don't want to do that anymore because I know it hurts you, God. So take the desire away. And the desire for premarital sex was taken away. The desire for a loving marriage was not. I still have that desire. The desire for good relationships with men that are just friends, I still have that desire. I still like looking at handsome men. Who doesn't? You know, at least for me, I do. So I like all that, but I don't have the desire to do it in the wrong way anymore. And that is where the book starts. And then it goes into different things that I experienced when I was dating, different things that you happen across online, which many times there's online scams. So I write about one of the guys that I kind of fell for that was an online scam. And I put a link in there to some different standards as to how to determine how to respond to these kind of people. So, you know, it's a book of boundaries and it's a book of wisdom as to how to handle the dating world, especially if you're a Christian.
And that's very important. The dating world is not an easy world to deal with and to make those changes and then to figure out if you're Christian and you want to have a serious relationship, which leads to marriage before sex, even through your second marriage or wherever it is, that's a challenge in this world today of the very quick hookup type dating scene. So this book kind of brings out conversations that you've been sharing with your friends in this book, and it's been helpful for them because they're going through the same stuff.
Yeah. One of my friends, she read the book and she said, boy, she wished she had had this when she first got divorced, because it gives you kind of like, and the way I write, I try not to preach. I just tell stories. So it gives you guidance, but it gives you guidance in a very subtle and loving way. It doesn't give you like the I try to step back from condemnation, because I don't want somebody thinking I'm preaching to them. I'm just telling them stories.
And that's the process people are dealing with. And did you in your book talk that online dating is the best way to do this or not?
Well,
dating apps.
So I know some people that have met their one and only through online dating. For me, I believe because of my Christian walk, I believe for me, I will most likely meet my man that I will marry in church, because that is where my heart is. That is where my goals align with. And that's just for me what makes sense. For me, online dating doesn't make sense anymore. So I don't do it anymore, because last time I did it, a friend of mine taught me to get on Match.com. And last time I did it, I was like, I'd be writing a book and I'd be like writing in my book. I'm like, oh gosh, I suppose I should check my messages because I might have a few messages. And so it was not something I looked forward to. Whereas before I had that time with God, I mean, I would come home from work and that's the first thing I'd go to is my computer to see what kind of messages did I have. Did anybody want to take me out for dinner? Did anybody want to take me to a movie? Do you want to take me here? Do you want to take me there? It was all about, you know, the experience without the love.
Right.
And I want love with the experience.
No, and that's the challenge, right? Yeah. Is going through that process to find the right person. Who are you looking for to understand you when they're not showing their true persona from the beginning? And so reading that book so that Christians out there understand that, you know, got to find another Christian. And it's not easy in this dating world to do that.
And that's the whole thing about being unequally yoked. I mean, I will say this. I was in Italy last November, met a guy there from Australia, and we hit it off. We didn't get physical because I didn't allow him to, but we actually truly both told each other that we loved each other by the end of the week. But he was Hindu. I was Christian. We were both very devout in our religion. So I thought, you know, when I came back, I really missed him and mourned over him, maybe like a week, 2 weeks to a month. And I thought, you know, the reality of this on a day-to-day basis would most likely not be something that would work.
Right.
Because we were coming from two such opposite ends of the spectrum. Although Hindu religion is very, very, very accepting, I think, of Christian belief system, because I talked to him about the belief system. He said, yeah, they believed in Christ just in a different way than we do. So I think there would have been some compromise there. But I just think when you have, and that's one of the things about dating is when you have goals and you have standards, you need to kind of make sure that the other person aligns with those.
Right. And then that's the problem, but then find Christians. So there's a hard checklist for you. That's why church. Have you had luck from your book talking about it and finding your mate in church?
I have not had luck yet, but I tell you what, I have quite a few friends who have found their one and only in church. And this is second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh marriages. I mean, down the line.
Yeah, have they helped you? Have you been able to help them for your book?
My first book in the series just came out in January. So I don't have a long history of helping yet. But the two people that have read my book that have given me input on it have said that they felt it was very helpful for them. Yes.
Yeah. So definitely getting it into the churches, especially when you're looking at, older women, the 50 and over dating with men and different things. I think that's a perfect opportunity in these big churches in where you live, because it's a bigger population than what some people are dealing with in other cities, for sure.
Yeah. And the thing too is this book is about is something that crosses into, like, when my girlfriend that said that she read it said she really wished she had gotten this when she was first divorced. I mean, it is good, a book that is beneficial also for teenagers, for people who are newly married, are newly divorced, as they're young. It's a book for anybody. Yeah, it crosses all the generational lines.
Fantastic. Now, what about your second book in the devotional? Is it the same? It's all books about dating, right?
Yeah, all these devotional books are actually taken from a blog that I wrote over a course of 8 years. And the blog, initially when I started the blog, I had a lot of anger and bitterness for something that happened in family court between me and my ex-husband. And so it was pretty, pretty dark. But as I started working through that, as you get, like I can even see as I read through all the posts, as I go further and further away from that point in time, that there's a lot more spiritual enlightenment. There's a lot more hope. There's a lot more wisdom. There's a lot more, okay, I'm going to forgive this because, you know, it's not worth holding on to. Just I can just see my whole heart changing as I kept writing and writing and writing. And so I have, the second book is probably more, I'd say more defined, but more also more compassionate because it's further away from that point.
It's seeing you grow. And that's where people need to check out the devotional. And does each chapter have questions to ask?
Yes. Each devotional has questions to ask. I have a Bible verse and then questions to reflect upon. So to try to get people to, you know, to examine their own lives as I examine mine.
Exactly. All right. Well, we appreciate it, Gracie. Thanks for, again, people could check you out. Best place is Amazon.
Amazon. And then the series is called Just One, The Dating Dilemma. And it is in my Words of Wisdom series of books.
All right. We appreciate it, Gracie. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.